Our national debt is now larger than our GDP. How are we going to pay back this debt?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
National debt is now more than $19 trillion and appears to be continuing to rise for the foreseeable future. This puts the national debt at 105% of our GDP. For the first time since the end of World War II, the national debt has topped our gross national product. It should be added that at the end of World War II, national debt stood at 121% of the GDP. However, the interest payment on that huge debt was only 1.8% of the GDP, which was due, of course, to very low interest rates of the time. In the early 1980s, national debt levels were about 35% of the GDP. However, the interest on that debt rose to 2.3% of gross domestic product, a significantly higher interest rate environment compared to the mid-1940s. By the end of 1980s, the debt level had already risen to 51% of the GDP, and the cost of servicing this debt rose to 3% of the gross national product, the highest percentage in the last 70 years. Okay, how does this affect me? Well, as interest payment on national debt takes a larger percentage of GDP, more of national income is diverted from everything else to pay that interest, which will eventually mean higher taxes, higher inflation, and cut back in government investment and larger deficit. Since the start of the Great Recession, national debt as a percent of GDP rose. However, interest payment on that debt as a percent of GDP has dropped below 1.3% as of end of 2016, the lowest rate since 1940s. There are major concerns about repayment of national debt and potential for bankruptcy. Okay, let's look at the repayment mechanism. How did the country pay back the huge debt created after World War II, which was 121% of the GDP? The answer to that is very simple. It was never paid back. Surprised? Actually, the debt rose by $700 billion between 1946 and 1981, while the debt-to-GDP ratio dropped from 121% to only 32%. Magic? No, the GDP increased by 13-fold during the same period. Also, since the national debt is in U.S. dollars, unlike the Greeks who could not print as much euro as they needed, the U.S. can print as many dollars as it wants and then some. So bankruptcy is a technical impossibility for the U.S. on its own national debt. So while the size of the national debt is important, if kept within historical boundaries, it will not become an issue. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.